imagine you could use one of these, like the ones, like the other one that we have, you know, like the one that Emery issues us, mm-hmm. because it's, you know, there's very little to it. It's just two different buttons mm-hmm. that need to be.
Well, can you have to feed it or whatever you call it.
Yeah, you would have to get it on the reel. Uh-huh. Now, you know, you can get them though, but that are in little cartridges.
Yeah, but that kind you can't.
You can't sell them. Yeah.
You can't play something that others have recorded.
Oh.
They mean send you tapes. That's what I need is something
uh-huh.
to play the tapes
uh-huh.
that they send me.
Well, that is a problem, the business of threading the tapes.
Indeed it is.
Well, let's see. What are some beans? I just asked you about beans that don't have to be shelled. Now, what are some beans that do have to be shelled?
You mean like butter beans?
Mm-hmm.
And then there are other kinds, too. Butter peas that are cross between a butter bean and a pea.
Mm-hmm.
And they're shelled beans. The beans that grow into maturity and the hull dies and the bean is left, you see, mm-hmm. dried. That's called a shelled bean.
Okay. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
Now, Wisconsin, they told me to eat the beet tops. Well, whoever heard of eating the beet top, but I haven't done it. I do it.
Uh-huh.
But,
Well, what do you call the tops of turnips?
Well, I call them turnip greens.
Okay.
But they, in Wisconsin, call them turnip tops.
Oh, they do?
Yes, indeed.
That's
all the turnip tops. Even if they didn't have any turnips at the bottom, they call them turnip tops.
Uh-huh. what do you call corn on the cob that's simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Corn on the cob.
Okay. What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground? It's light brown and it has darker stripes on its body.
Is that the smelly kind?
Right, I want to ask you about that too. What do you call the smelly kind?
Well, anybody would know that, but anybody could think. what's the first one you ask about?
Okay, I'll take them one at a time. This one's a little tiny thing, and it looks kind of like a squirrel, and it's brown, and it has a black stripe down its body. A little. I know my grandmother used to get
a... It's a weasel?
No. Mm-mm. These aren't mean animals. They're just, you know, they're just absolutely innocuous. They just run around. They're about this big. My grandmother used to get mad at them because they dug under her terrace.
Moles?
Well, that's one kind, but now there's another kind, too. That's cute.
It's
cute.
I have a name, so I don't know what I call it.
Okay. Chipmunk? A ground squirrel? A granny?
By the way, someone said they wouldn't vote for Humphrey because his favorite chipmunk.
And you know he does, doesn't he?
Let's see. I must get a name for this.
What would you call it, a chipmunk?
I never know one, but I guess so.
Well, if you never saw one, that's, mm-hmm. you know, that's, I want to know that too. So you wouldn't, you know, don't have these things around here then?
I guess, I don't know, we must have. We have everything else. In England, she says, I was studying over there for the state, and she said, they entertained me, but, well, not on my account, but because I represent the state of Georgia. This woman says, "Madam, do you have squirrels in Georgia?" I said, "Well, I suppose so. We have everything." And I decided, I found out late in the evening, this was one of these state dinner things,
uh-huh.
and she said, finally she called them squirrels. She was talking about squirrels. She said, "Do you have squirrels in Georgia?" And this was the place where this man at the right now, or the hostess, said, I've forgotten the woman's name now, but she was one of the royalty, one of the big dogs. She said, he said, "Madam, do you mind if I sop in this dish?" She said, "I would be complimented if you sopped in my dish." So he restored with his bread and sopped. I thought that was just so down to earth, you know. And he sopped out of that dish at this big steak.
Well, good for him.
But you know, could do that, and I couldn't.